the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Wednesday, everybody. A little different when you woke up this morning outside, wasn't it? It's, I'm saying this to all the listeners except for the farmers and ranchers, because you got to go to work. There ain't no two ways about it. You got to go feed your babies. But anyway, if you don't have to get out, just don't get out. There's so many stupid people driving on I-40 right now. It's not even funny. Just stay at home. And matter of fact, got a few updates from some people that are out feeding their cattle. And I think between Burns Flat and Foss, it's slick as hell is what he said. But I-40 is not terrible in that area. And then RH from down in south of Sayre, he said, weather report for Spring Creek is icy with a little snow. Brinkman is dry and cold. I know at Carter at the house, we're covered. It's like an inch and a half of sleet. Everything, it's white. It's white, white down there. And coming to feed the cows this morning out here west of Elk. About the time I got the Hudson Angus Ranch, it just kind of disappeared. You're not seeing a whole lot, but the roads were slick. They were black ice. So just a few miles makes a world of difference. Let's check out some temperatures around the listening area. 26 at Hollis, 23 at Bessie, 19 at Freedom, 20 at Lahoma, slap out, 14 degrees. Speaking of slap out, old Tyler Camp, you know, he lives there in the suburbs of slap out up there. I seen him at the sale barn, Saturday, was it? Yeah, I think it was. Friday, sorry. Anyway, he was bragging. And at Duncan, at the COBA, COBA, however you say that, weekend before last, for his son got grand champion commercial gilt, Kylan, I hope I say that right, Kylan Camp. He got grand champion. Me and reserve grand champion with some more people I know. Brindley Newcomb from Canute was reserve. And then there was one more in there I think I knew. Madeline McLean from Leedy was their fourth overall commercial gilt. So congratulations to those kids. I know there's a lot of stock shows going on. And I cover western Oklahoma and eastern Texas panhandle, and I can't keep up with it all. If you want me to brag on some of the kids that you know showed, you can always message me on Facebook, or you can text me on my phone with the picture, the information, whatever. I'll be glad to brag on those kids. If I catch it on social media, I try to do my best to get it on the show, because we all care about our FFA and 4-H kids. The 580-821-6646 is my mobile phone number. Keep it clean, or I'll block you. So, all right, let's continue the weather out here in the Texas Panhandle. 14 degrees at Paladora Reservoir, 15 at Canadian, 21 at Dozer, 27 at Odell. Make sure you open your cabinet door, check your heater in your well house. People, it's going to get cold tonight. It's going to be wind chills to 2 to 3 below. I think lows are going to be around 10 here in central western Oklahoma, and probably colder in northwestern Oklahoma. It's going to be cold. I had to cancel the Eric FFA coming in today. No use in them kids being out on the road. So they're going to come in next Wednesday. As the show starts, right as the show begins, I got Mike Schweitzer from Quartermaster Creek up at Leedy's going to be on next Wednesday also, talking about the upcoming big-time bull sale then. And so, today, I'm going to catch up on a little bit of stuff I've needed to because of the FFA kids coming in. Jordan Davis Cook's going to be on here in about 8 or 10 minutes, and we're going to talk about Cattle Kong. And we're going to talk about stock show down in Wichita County coming up. We'll have fun. As you guys, most of you have heard, Roy D. Mercer passed away here a few days ago. And I want you guys to text in today, 580-225-9697. Text in your favorite Roy D. Mercer quote. I remember back in the day when I think it was Joe Post he called over at Sayre, if I remember right. And then another one, I think he called Stockman's Vet here in Elk City back when Dr. Ansfald and Dr. Rule was there. So anyway, he's just a good guy. I think he had a radio show out of Tulsa. But my favorite quote, matter of fact, Casey Shepard had the same favorite quote, is, "I'm going to knock your teeth so far down your throat that you're going to have to drop your drawers to chew your food." That was my favorite one of all time from Roy D. Mercer. So if you got a favorite quote, text it in to 580-225-9697 from Roy D. Mercer. Since I don't have any kids in the studio today, we could probably get by with a few quotes from Roy D. Let's see here. What else is going on? I think that's about it. And Cotton King just texted me, said I haven't blocked him yet. So, yeah, you're right. I haven't blocked you, but it'll be all right. Let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Soybean futures were lower in overnight trading after the U.S. Department of Agriculture unexpectedly left its forecast for domestic stockpiles unchanged in yesterday's month supply and demand reports. Inventories at the end of 24-25 marketing year on August 31st are now projected to be at 380 million bushels. That's unchanged from the previous months, but ahead of trade expectations of 376 million. Corn stocks at the end of the marketing year were pegged at 1.54 billion bushels, the agency said, also steady with the January forecast. Wheat futures, meanwhile, were higher in overnight trading for the USDA outlook for ending stockpiles missed expectations. Inventories at the end of the grain marketing year on May 31st are now seen at 794 million bushels, according to the USDA, behind the previous outlook of 798. Trade expectations was at 801 million. The demand outlook for U.S. wheat improved as food was increased by 4 million bushels, accounting for the lower month-to-month forecast. Soybean futures for March delivery overnight fell a nickel to 10.38 and a half a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal declined 80 cents to 295.80 a short ton, and soy oil lost 0.08 cents to 46.05 a pound. Corn futures added a quarter of a penny to 484 and a quarter a bushel. Wheat futures for March delivery gained 4 cents to 581 a bushel, while Kansas City futures were up 3 cents to 595 and three quarter a bushel. Cold wintry weather expected from Texas to Maine. I read somewhere it said 10 million people were affected by this overnight deal so far, and is headed east to where there's even more people. So we got winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued from the Texas Panhandle all the way through the Great Lakes to the Atlantic Ocean off of Maine. So heavy snow is forecast for tonight. Parts of eastern Iowa, 7 inches is expected. Illinois, 2 to 4 inches. So just stay at home if you don't have to go anywhere today. Unless you got a doctor's appointment or, I don't know, just stay at home. Again, farmers and ranchers, I'm not talking to you. You got to go do your job. That's all I can say about that. All right, let's see what the board looks like currently right now, because I got Jordan coming on here pretty quick. So I don't know. I got to do the Lipscomb Dealerships grain market update as soon as it'll up. There we go. We got it up. It don't look too shabby today. Yesterday, it didn't look good. Nothing looked good. Today, doesn't look too bad at all. March corn, 487, up 3.5. March soybeans, 1026, down 17.5. Soybean meal, March, 293.90, down 270. Soybean oil, 45.41, down 72. Hard red winter wheat is up a quarter at 593 for March. Up another quarter for May at 603. Cotton's up for July, 69.49, up 0.02. Oil's down from West Texas, March, 71.64, down a buck 68. Natural gas is up, of course, it's cold. March, 3.54, up 2. It looks like the NASDAQ is in the green, and the S&P and the Dow are in the red. Nothing major, though, nothing terrible going on. The meats look good today. February live cattle's 199.82, up 15. April's 196.20, up 20. June is 191.82, up 45. Feeders for March, 265.50, up 72. April, 265.80, up 82. May is 264.55, up 87. February hogs, 89.27, up 55 cents. Well, today is the Taylor Ranch happy hour. And of course, I got a six pack. What do I got today? I see a green label, and we got them up at Woodward too. Don't be bashful about playing from up at Woodward. I got some Taylor Ranch jalapeno cheddar beef snack sticks. They look good just sitting there to give away. And then let's see. Here is the Jimmy Taylor question of the day. According to Cattle Facts, what was the average utility cow price per pound in 2024? It's multiple choice, so you got a 25% shot at getting this right. A, $1.09, B, $1.17, C, $1.26, or D, $1.35. That would be, which is the correct utility cow price per, or the average, I'm sorry, average utility cow price per pound in 2024, not this year, 2024, according to Cattle Facts. I'll take the fourth text in for the messages, correct answer, at 580-225-9697. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. I'll have your weather update for the Texas Panhandle, and we'll have Miss Jordan Davis Cook on here just shortly. Be right back.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 7th. 2006 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 461 brought 420. 3 at 532 brought 332.50. 4 at 564 brought 312.50. 19 at 588 brought 311. 8 at 741 brought 268. 34 at 788 brought 268. 11 head of heifers at 451 brought 337.50. 5 at 568 brought 283. 7 at 594 brought 284. 15 at 634 brought 269. 10 at 665 brought 270. 7 at 804 brought 238. 11 at 861 brought 235. Butcher cows were 68 to 150. Butcher bulls brought 122 to 180. Bred cows were 1150 to 3435. Pairs brought 1375 to 4600. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
The Big 3 Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all seven Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
The Piercy family invites you to their production sale at the Piercy Angus Cattle Facility in Eakley, Oklahoma. The sale will be held at high noon on Monday, March the 3rd. They will be offering over 70 registered Angus bulls, 16 two-year-olds, 36 18-month-olds, 21 yearlings, and special lots of replacement females will also be offered. For more information, contact Trey Piercy at 405-545-0985 or be sure and check out their ad in the Penny News.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Miami, Texas, 15 degrees. Wind chill is minus 1. Humidity's 86%. Dew point's 12. The wind's out of the north at 18. Wind gust up to 23. No measurable precipitation so far. 736 minutes of sub-freezing minutes today so far. 8-inch soil temperature, 41 degrees. Well, on the phone right now is the beautiful, the smart, the backbone of the Davis Angus Bull Sale, Jordan Davis Cook.
Well, good afternoon.
How are you?
I am good. We've got a virtual day, so I'm sorry if you hear kids in the background. And so I've been trying to get them wrangled and doing homework. And
well, just don't tell them to shut up on the radio.
I'll try to refrain from that. No promises.
I bet if your mom was there, they'd be some. You'd be opening up some of that Roy D. Mercer stuff up on them.
Exactly. She's got her kindergarten teacher voice, and she does a better job than I do.
Yeah. She's, what do they call them, authoritarian or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So how's things going? First of all, you were, the Sentinel Stock Show was going on. You know, the reason why I know, I've seen your stuff on Facebook, but the Cotton King from down there around your area,
he was there.
Yeah, he notified me that the Cotton Killer, or that we call him, and you know him, Britton Parsons.
He
was there, and he said there was some funny stuff going on between him and his boss. I don't know what else was. I didn't want to get any more information, but other than that, so I knew this was going on. I know you was there for the stock show. Was it a good one?
It was good. They had a lot of kids. They had kids from Hobart, Sentinel, and Burns Flat, and the animals were really, really good, and so I would say it's probably one of the tougher local shows in the state of Oklahoma. And you'll have several division winners come out of that local show for OIE, and so that any time that we can compete, you know, and at OIE, that's pretty impressive, especially as many champions will come out of our county. So
yeah, and
it's pretty tough.
Yeah, Beckham. Woodward, I guess all the counties out here in western Oklahoma, I know, especially Beckham and Wichita, the heifer part is tough. Because I've heard judges come to Sayre and talk about the, you know, this thing's about as good as the OYE almost, you know, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. It says a lot about the kids and their families and the dedication they have to it, and the ag teachers they help too.
Yeah, and the quality of cattle.
Oh, yeah.
So,
feeding and care and, yeah, all of it.
All that good? How's the kids? How's Denton?
Good. And so he's actually out feeding, so it should be a little bit quiet. He went with his dad to go finish up, and so we had some cattle out this morning because, of course, why not, you know?
Yeah, why not? It's a perfect day for it.
Right?
Yeah, what's how's Denton been doing? I've just been busy this spring, but I know he's done really good in some of his shows because he's got, what's that heifer he's got this year? Not an Angus. It's a, what is it, a Maine?
We've got a Key.
Our Key.
We call Deb. Yeah, after Debbie, after my mom. And so, yeah, he's been showing her. We haven't got out much this spring. We went to Congress, and he won a class. And then he went to that Pampa show, and he won the Pampa show. And then we went to the Weatherford local because that's what Cordell's invited to, and he was reserve grand there.
Yeah, so that's the last update I seen on him was at Weatherford, so he didn't get it. Yeah, he's pretty good. You guys got a good kid there.
Yeah, he enjoys it, and he's finally getting old enough where he does all the work himself, and I don't really have to go out there much, so that makes life pretty nice. I can take care of some other things, so there's always small fires around the farm to be put out, and so something to do all the time.
Yeah, and Denton's getting old enough he can ignore his softball grandma.
Yes.
I'm kidding, Deb. I'm kidding. Don't be mad at me. Don't cancel your sponsorship yet. But then, I got to give her. That's the only thing I got on her. Other than that, she's a wonderful person.
Oh, yeah. Just super competitive.
Yes, she is. She's very competitive. Is the Wichita County coming up pretty quick?
Yes. So that will be next week. We start Sunday with the weigh-ins on the 16th, and then we've got the Farm Bureau Skillathon. It's open to all Wichita County kids. They can come in and do, it's like a little written test about beef cuts, breeds of cattle, breeds of pigs, sheep, and then it's got some identification of some feed stuff, and then there's some tools like that you'd find at the vet's office and what it's for. And we actually give away buckles in each division, and then the second and third place receive cash. So it's pretty good. It's a good way to get everyone involved. Even if they don't have animals, they can still come participate. And then we kick off the show on Monday at 9 o'clock with the pigs. And then after the pig show, the sheep and goat show starts at 1. And then the broilers, they show at 4, and then the cattle show is at 5. That evening, and then the next day will be the premium sale dinner, if the weather permits. We're keeping an eye on the weather, so we'll see.
I didn't look. Is there something coming up next week?
They say it is, but it's too far out, I feel like, to be confident on that one.
Well, they hit one today.
They did. I was hoping they'd miss it.
Yeah, this is one of those ones you hate to miss. But, you know, as much sleet and stuff we've got down there around the house, it's actually going to help me out a little bit with the moisture. Good. But I'm right in the middle of calving, and this ain't my favorite kind of moisture.
Exactly. I'd rather have some snow. I don't like cutting the net wrap off the hay with the ice on it.
So if everything goes well, what time is the dinner? And then is that the auction too, right?
Yes, I believe the dinner starts at 6, and we have From Scratch catering it, and then the auction usually starts about 7.
Okay, cool. And that's at the county barn there in Cordell.
Yep, the activity center.
So you guys got some money laying around from all these high-priced cattle you've been selling. Be a good time to go down there and spend some, huh?
That's right. It's good tax write-off.
You've been busy outside the family and show stock, showing and all that stuff. Can you give me an update from out east, from D.C.?
Yeah, so I got to go to San Antonio last week, and the weather was beautiful there. And I went to Cattle Convention, NCBA's Cattle Convention, and it was kind of unique this year. Everyone was in a good mood. Cattle prices sure helped, and the political climate was it's pretty favorable, and so, yeah, with the D.C. updates, a few notes that I had, they're still working on the farm bill, and it's kind of uncertain. And he said there's the challenges of revisiting unpopular programs and tight legislative environment. He speculated on whether new conversations around the bill might emerge, but acknowledged the difficulties in moving forward this year. So there's just nobody really knows what's going to happen with that. There's a lot of speculation, but nothing set in stone. The policies that they discussed, there wasn't a ton. There's just a lot of optimism about the new administration and Congress and the opportunities for cattlemen, and especially with the given favorable price conditions and strong consumer demand. The policy priorities were regulatory rollbacks from the Biden administration and improvements from the Trump era, particularly regarding the Packers and Stockyard Act. They didn't really go into detail about it. They just kind of touched on it a little bit. And Ethan Lane highlighted the importance of addressing tax issues, especially as Congress works on potential tax cuts before they expire. So there wasn't a ton. They did talk about opening the border, the U.S.-Mexican border.
Yeah.
And as we were sitting there, there was a rooftop establishment that we frequented, and you could see the interstate, and there were just cattle trucks lined up. I think we counted 12 before we moved on to other things. And so that was kind of interesting to see that. They did talk about the commitment to funding feral fly breeding facilities as a proactive measure against the New World screwworm, with support from leaders like Dr. Burke Healy of APHIS.
Yeah.
So that's really all I have on the D.C. update. There wasn't a ton of information, which is good that we weren't hashing out stuff, because that's never fun. And so everyone was in a pretty good mood. And I will say Oklahoma was well represented. Several of the speakers for, like, the opening sessions and just the general sessions were from Oklahoma. I was super impressed with that. I did get to attend the opening general session, and it had Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
I heard that name, but I don't...
Have you?
Yeah, I've heard it, and that's it.
He started the Folds of Honor, and he is actually from Stillwater and Tulsa. He was very good. He was probably one of the better speakers I have ever had the opportunity to listen to, so I was thoroughly impressed that he was from Oklahoma. He was very positive and talked about his upbringing and his goals and how he achieved those goals. He said he wanted to be a F-16 fighter pilot and a pro golf guy, and he actually did both of those, so that's very impressive.
Wow.
And he had a very good story. He's got a book called Flying into the Wind, and so that was really inspiring. And then I did not get to go to this one. I had another meeting, but Dr. Shannon Farrell talked about building a resilient future for ag, and everyone said that that was phenomenal.
Huh.
And so, yeah, so we were represented by some Okies, and we've got lots of leadership from OCA that was appointed to different positions this time, like Dr. Shelby. He's the new vice chair of the Cattle Health and Well-Being. And
oh, really?
Jimmy Taylor was up there. Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. So it'll be good. We've got
He's a cool dude. I mean, that sounds kind of childish, but he is a cool dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's great. And his wife. I just love his wife. She'll tell on him. And, oh, gosh, she's got some stories.
I need to get her number.
Yeah. If you ever have him on, you need her on, too.
Yeah, I have his number. He told me to call anytime, but I don't know. There's just so many crazy things going on with this show, and it's just me, and it just, I got all these FFA kids, and I just like local people being on here, so
yeah,
it's a lot of fun. You know, just like having you on here, which is great. Well, what did the farm bill seems to be a sore spot. It's already over a year late. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've got the Republicans have a majority now on the president, the House, and the Senate and stuff. And I know that farm bill is a huge thing, but, you know, the biggest part of it doesn't even have anything to do with farming, but that's the way it'll always be. So,
right.
You know, we'll, what is it? SNAP. Am I saying that right? SNAP.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. SNAP. And, but, you know, we're already almost a month into our new president. We don't have an ag secretary, and I know it's all slow process, but you would think that after she was there at the Senate committees, you'd think she'd already been approved, because she's gonna be good.
Yes, and so yep, it's just kind of a slow process and a lot of unknown, and it'll be interesting to see where that goes.
Yeah. I guess I'm a little antsy. I'm ready. Well, you know, and I know they got a temporary secretary in there, but just get a feel from your USDA offices, no matter what they are. You know, they're just, there's no guidance or leadership just yet. They're waiting on their new boss.
Yes.
And it's time to get to cracking.
It is. It is. We do a lot of work with the FSA office here in Cordell, and yes, you are correct.
Yeah, it's time. It's just, it's time to just get after and be done with it. And then, so everybody is liking the cattle prices. I don't know if it talked about it there. Do they see any negative coming from high cattle prices yet, or is everything still pretty smooth?
Not yet. I attended the Cattle Facts. They do, I would say it's the closing general session. They don't call it that, but it's a whole session dedicated to Cattle Facts, and they cover the weather to the cattle market, and it wasn't all just peachy. There's a lot of headwinds, I guess. I should have looked up that slide. I have it on my Facebook page, but they talked about the cattle prices were going to remain pretty good. We weren't going to rebuild as fast as we did in 14 is what they're forecasting. They said the headwinds would be lack of land. A lot of older farmers are getting out, so you're seeing more farms come up for sale. Funding for the younger generation, the interest rates are super high, land's incredibly expensive. And so they talked about that being a barrier to rebuilding the cattle herd a little bit faster. And then any black swan events that might happen, they are talking like we're kind of going to have a repeat of last year weather-wise. It's going to get colder theoretically middle of February, middle to end of February, 1st of March. And then we're going to get a little bit wet, and then it's going to get dry. They talked about dusting and wheat again, which doesn't make me very happy. Because that's no fun.
What is that? Is Nakona not very good at it, or what?
He's good at it. It just makes me nervous from a standpoint of being like, how much wheat do we have in the bin? If this doesn't work, what's our option? No, he's really good at it, and it just makes me nervous. I don't really like that. But
I bet you're not the only one.
Yes. I do the cattle side, and he does the farming, and I try to stay out of his lane.
Does he stay out of your way?
Yes, he does.
Until the bull sale?
He's pretty good about just staying out of my way and saying yes, ma'am.
Woo! That's why he's on the Board of Agriculture for the state of Oklahoma, and you're in charge of this other stuff. How many boards are you... What all organizations do you participate in? I want everybody to hear this because it is a bunch. This is a busy woman.
Yeah. So I, on a local level, I'm on our Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee. I am on the local fair board. And then I serve on the Oklahoma Beef Council. I just finished up my term as a district representative for OCA, and then I finished up my term last spring as I served in D.C. for the Oklahoma Farm Bureau on animal health and safety or something like that. And so I'm done with that. I've rolled off of that one. And then I serve on the national level for the checkoff as a product safety and innovation committee member, which is where we actually talked about the red meat yield. I'll get into that here in a little bit.
Okay.
We went over that study. And what else? I don't know. There's a lot. I'm fixing to be president of the Oklahoma Angus Association.
That's the one I was getting ready to remind you of.
Yep, that starts in March. We've got our annual banquet, I think it's like March 14th, and so I will take over as president then. And then Nakona and I are advisors for the Oklahoma Junior Angus Show, which is actually going to be in Oklahoma this year, so that'll be fun. It's always a good time.
Yeah, you have to keep me updated on that one.
Yeah, and I am looking for donations for that if anybody has 500 items that they would like to donate. If something has like their farm name or beef sticks, whatever, we'll take it all. And so it's a little bag that we hand out to the exhibitors when they come in that just says, hey, welcome to Oklahoma. We're glad you're here. Here's some maps. Here's some place to eat. You know, just we just like to put together something for them just to let them know we're thinking about them and we appreciate them making the trip.
Well, I know the Cotton King's listening because he's blowing my phone up while you're talking. I'll make sure he donates, even if it's some cotton bowls, if he gets any grown this year. What do they call those, like when you go get flower arrangements? Yeah, some cotton arrangements. So, we'll see if he can. Hey, Jordan, if you got a minute, I need to take a break, yep. And we'll come back and we'll finish up with you.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we're going to take a Taylor Ranch break, and we will be right back.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Did you know a cow's energy requirement increases 1% for each degree the cattle comfort index is below 32 degrees? And that energy would double to 2% if the animal is wet to the skin. One way to help with that is feeding them with MaxiGain or Range Max cattle cubes, all available at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Get yours today in bulk or bags. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And follow SEI Agritech on Facebook for ag news and information on their products.
If you've got a job that's going to take some heavy equipment and skill, call Johnny Evans at Double J Dozing and Excavating. He specializes in building ponds and making pads for barns and sheds. He'll clear land and trees, he'll make roads, he'll do terrace work, and even fix washouts. Johnny can do most anything that involves a dozer or an excavator. He's ready to go to work in this area, so give him a call or text at 580-339-6854. That's Johnny Evans and Double J Dozing and Excavating.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics bull and female sale is Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30. Selling 85 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 25 first calf commercial pairs. Tested for DNA data, birth weaning yearling, and ultrasound data, over 50% of the bulls are suitable for use on heifers. The Davis Angus Value Genetics bull and female sale Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30 on County Road 2150 near Burns Flat. More information available at davisangus.com or search Davis Angus on Facebook.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com. As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Slap Out America, home of Tyler Kemp, one of the most famous cattle buyers down here at Elk City Livestock Auction. 15 degrees, minus one wind chill. The winds are out of the north. Northwest at 17 with wind gust up to 22. 39 is your three-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 618 for a sunset, 23 for a high today, 3 for a low tomorrow. Tomorrow it gets above freezing, it's sunny. Good, because my solar pump is not running in 2 days, and I'm not in the mood to carry haul water. So get it done. All right, Jordan Davis Cook is back on here with us. We're talking, I don't know, we talked everything. We've been talking about the stock show coming up at Wichita County this weekend at Cordell, then DC update, cattle facts. Hey, speaking of cattle facts, did you hear my Taylor Ranch question?
I did not.
Okay, I'm gonna see how smart you are. You ready?
You're putting me on the spot.
Yep. According, because I got a winner already, this way I can give all the people their answer. According to cattle facts, what was the average utility cow price per pound in 2024? A, $1.09, B, $1.17, C, $1.26, or D, $1.35? What's your answer?
Ooh, I would say $1.35, maybe.
Well, you're close. It was close. You had a 1-in-4 shot at getting it. It's correct. The correct answer for 2024 is $1.26, a C. And I did have a winner. And this year, it's already averaging out at $1.35.
They've got it. I've got the price outlook and watch list in front of me, the little handout. And it says utility cows. They're projecting them to be $140.
Woo!
Yep.
Bring it on. And Brandon, Brandon from the sale barn here at Elk City's been talking about it for over, probably right at 2 months, that he can't and he cannot believe it's not there yet.
Yes.
So, it's going on.
It's
going
to get there.
Okay. Yeah. Before we get to the last subject you and I are going to talk about, because I knew I was going to run out of time, what is your favorite Roy Mercer quote?
So, I don't have a favorite quote, but my favorite show that he did is when Terry worked at Stockman's. I don't know if you remember her.
Yes.
And they called Stockman's, and she told him to come on down to the vet clinic.
Yeah.
I think she could have took him.
Yeah. She probably could have. She'd probably go, how big a boy are you?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And she could put him in his place.
Yeah. Man, I'm gonna miss him, dude. He come up with some really good redneck stuff.
Yeah, and he told her that, like, we pulled it up for Denton to listen to, because he's like, what are you talking about? And so we pulled up that episode, and it was a teat reduction on his Basset Hound Dolly. What he said he had done. So he's disputing the bill with her.
Oh, yeah, he was good. I can't remember exactly what he did with Joe Post over at Sayre, but it was good. I don't remember everything he does with all of his episodes, but they're so funny and they're so good. And, he was good. He was like the Paul Harvey comedian. So
You know, you could do that. You could start that back up with all these county fairs going on and call the fair boards and ask them ridiculous questions.
Good responses. I probably
don't call me.
Why not?
No, I'd get riled up. I'd be right there with Terry.
Okay, the last thing I need to talk about, because I got to take one break before the end of the show, is you mentioned to me when I talked to you last week about this red meat yield study. Can you talk anything about it?
I sure can. So basically, there was a lot of talk about redoing the USDA yield grade system. It hasn't been updated since the 1960s. And if you think about where we are today, so the average carcass weight in the 1960s was 656 pounds. Today, our carcass weights are in excess of 923 pounds. So yes. If you think back to the 60s, you see those pictures of the people showing those cattle that are waist high. And so with the technology that we have available and basically being able to take an image of it with that 3D computer, they just feel like there's a better way to go about things and we need to kind of make some improvements. I don't think it's anything they're going to do tomorrow, but basically to get producers paid a little bit better for producing a better product. And so you can Google it. There's a lot of different studies. There's one from ABS. There's one from the Angus Association. I just did a quick Google search yesterday to kind of see what was out there. But there's several different studies where different breeds are talking about it. So it'll, something will probably happen with that in 5 years or so. It'll be a process, but I think it would probably be better. Just, we've come a long way since the 1960s.
Well, basically, we're going to catch up with the CAB. Am I saying that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what the Angus producers now, they get these bonuses from the Certified Angus Beef Board, and it's pretty nice little chunk of change.
It is.
Catch it up, because I'm a big Simmental person. I kind of like, the only reason why I don't like Charlet's more is because Scott Robson down there, Reed, he likes them better than Angus, and so I got to draw the line there. But they, and I love my Simmental Angus cross, but, you know, the Angus thing, I mean, they got it going on. They're way ahead of the other breed associations, I think, in my mind.
I think so, too. I really do. And, I mean, it's pushed the market. If you have a solid black cattle, they tend to do a little bit better just because they qualify for those premiums.
Right.
Or predominantly in a black. They don't have to be solid, but yeah.
And I know cattle have got bigger over the last 50 years, I think. I don't remember what I read, but it seemed like 30 or 40 years ago, the average size of a cow was around 1,000 to 1,100, and now they're somewhere between 1,300 and 1,500, so we got bigger cattle, which takes more grass and takes more hay, and so we got to keep all those things in the back of your mind when you're talking about stuff.
Yes, and I heard, I haven't read this anywhere, but there was rumbling at NCBA convention that they actually took off the maximum weight for carcasses, because you got docked at 1,050, and so I guess they took that off. I have not verified that anywhere. I really need to look it up, but that was the rumblings throughout the convention.
I got you. Well, cool.
Yeah.
Well, Jordan, remind everybody again what's going on at the Washtenaw County Fair this weekend, and so they can be prepared, and especially mention about the premium sale, because the Cotton King, he only missed one thing when I was talking about him when I was making fun of the cotton killer. But I know he's got money because he's, from what I hear from his uncle Ferris, that he is, he's got a bunch of uncle Ferris's. Lawrence, let's go with Lawrence. I hear that the only reason why Jimmy knows how to raise cotton is because of his wife's dad and his granddad. Other than that, he'd be just an old feel like anybody else.
I believe that. His father-in-law was one of the best. I really enjoyed him, and he was very smart, and he lived through a lot and experienced a lot and saw a lot of changes. And so, yeah, anytime you can learn from somebody like that, it's definitely a blessing. So, yeah, he had a good teacher.
Well, I feel sorry for him because, I think he just started farming his father-in-law's land, because Tammy's got it now, I guess. And,
yes.
And she watches him like a hawk.
Nakona could probably relate to that. Maybe they should get a support group going.
Yeah, she'd get a support group. So, all right, talk about the Washtenaw County Fair, and then I got to go.
So on Sunday the 16th, we've got the Skillathon. It's open to everybody in the county. It starts at 4 o'clock. We've got belt buckles and cash for those winners. So come on out, test your knowledge. The 17th, we start at 9 o'clock with the swine show, and 1 o'clock with the sheep and goats. And 4 o'clock, we start with the broilers. And 5 o'clock, we have the cattle show. And then on the 18th, we will have the premium sale and the dinner and the awards presentation. So we hope that everyone will come join us, and we'd love to have you.
All right, cool. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule, and I guess I'll see you in a few weeks here on the show with your mom and dad.
Yep, I'll see you on the 24th, I think.
Yep.
Is that what it was?
Yep. All right, good. Be safe out there today.
Thanks, you too.
All right, bye. All right. Let's take a Taylor Ranch break, and I'll come back and I'll finish up the show. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 26th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Sitz Barricade, LAR Man in Black, Deer Valley Growth Fund. Several other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC Genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 26th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online at cci.live. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
Every high school student has potential to do great things. The FFA has been challenging our young people to reach their full potential for leadership and success in academics, career training, and in everyday life.
Today and every day, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members and volunteers.
Empowering our future farmers. Join Future Farmers of America. Proudly supported by Caring Transitions of Western Oklahoma and OKC.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Looking for the perfect venue for your next event? Look no further than the Frisco Center, located in the heart of Western Oklahoma. Whether it's a stunning wedding, a joyful reception, a memorable birthday party, or a professional seminar, we've got you covered. With spacious rooms and exceptional service, Frisco Center is designed to make your special occasion unforgettable. Located at 101 South 4th Street in Clinton, Oklahoma. Call us today at 580-323-7874 to book your date. The Frisco Center, where every event is a reason to celebrate.
The thing about tires is, it only takes one of them to blow out to stop you right where you are. Good thing Blair Tire comes to you. South of I-40 and west of I-35, nobody has more ag tires than Blair Tire and Feed. They'll have it when you need it. If you're stranded, Blair Tire finds you and fixes it. Getting you rolling again is where they hang their hat. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19 in Blair. All the name brand tires you want, service that can't be touched.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, I was going to do Hobart weather update. But I think part of their mezzanette's down. They don't have some. There, I'll do Mangum. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. 26 degrees at Mangum. Feels like 16. Winds are out of north, northwest at 11 with wind gusts up to 17. 7/100ths of an inch of moisture so far, and 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 45, 6/17 sunset, 30 today, 14 tonight, and 37 tomorrow. All right, and I do have a winner for the beef sticks. I've notified them. Also, I had 100 people text in that Roy D. Mercer's deal was, "How big a boy are you?" That's their favorite, and that was kind of his iconic saying, amongst with some other stuff that he used to say. But, nope, it's fun. Valentine's Day is coming up, gentlemen and ladies, coming up Friday. make sure you get your gifts all done. I will have Mangum. Who all do I got tomorrow? Hang on here a second. I got Mangum and Leedy. Leedy will be in here at 12:15, and Mangum FFA chapter will be in here around 12:40. So we're going to have some fun. And again, thank you, Jordan Davis Cook, for coming on the show today with a lot of great information. She knows how to talk. That's all there is to it. She's very well. She didn't learn that from her daddy, so it had to have been from her mom. So anyway, you guys, that's it for today. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, America. God bless.